Section 3, The Creek Indian War. As you read, look for the Indian settler battles, leaders of the Indians and the settlers, results of the Creek Indian War, terms, orphan, militia, migration, elect. As early as 1795, Tecumseh believed there would be war between the Indians and the settlers. He said, quote, "My heart is a stone, heavy with sadness for my people, cold with the knowledge that no treaty will keep whites out of our lands," end quote. The war begins. In the summer of 1813, Peter McQueen and other Red Stick warriors went to Pensacola. There they received supplies and ammunition from the Spanish. The Red Sticks headed home on the night of July 26, 1813. They camped at Burnt Corn Creek in present-day Monroe County. The settlers found out about the guns and ammunition. On the morning of July 27th, Colonel James Collar led about 180 settlers in an attack on the Indians. The surprised Red Sticks ran into a nearby swamp. Instead of chasing them, the soldiers started picking up the Indians' guns. When the warriors saw this, they came back. This time, the settlers were surprised. Some of them ran, others stayed to fight. The Red Sticks finally drove the settlers away and won this first battle of the Creek War. Fort Mims. After the Battle of Burnt Corn Creek, the settlers decided to build forts for protection. They built walls around a house and farm buildings belonging to Samuel Mims. He lived in an area that today is Baldwin County. Families began moving inside the fort for protection. By the middle of August 1813, over 500 people were living at Fort Mims. Major Daniel Beasley was in command of Fort Mims. General Ferdinand Claiborne, his superior officer, inspected the fort and told Beasley to make the fort stronger. This work was not done. As days passed with no Indian attack, the heavy gates to the fort were left open. Every day, some sand blew against the gates. As the sand piled up, it became impossible to close the gates quickly. August 30th, 1813, was a summer morning like many others. Women cooked meals and washed clothes. Children ran around the yard inside the fort. Some of the men played cards. No one stood guard. Indians were seen nearby, but no one thought there was any danger. In the woods around the fort, hundreds of Red Sticks were hiding. Their leader was Chief Red Eagle, Alexander McGillivray's nephew. The Red Sticks planned to attack at noon. When the bugle sounded the call for lunch, the Red Sticks ran yelling into the fort. Major Beasley hurried to close the gate, but it was too late. He was killed before he could even try to close it. The Red Sticks killed everyone they could see. Chief Red Eagle tried to stop the killing of women and children, but his warriors would not listen. So he got on his horse and rode away before the battle was over. The Red Stick warriors killed hundreds of people and took about 100 captives, including slaves. Then they burned the fort. Fewer than 40 people escaped from the fort during the attack. Most of those who survived ran into the woods and hid. One who escaped was a slave woman named Hester. Even though wounded, she made it to the river and found a canoe. She paddled to Fort Stoddart near Mobile and reported the first news of the battle at Fort Mims. The brave act of a Red Stick saved the members of one family. Toward the end of the battle, Mrs. Vicy McGirth and her children stood together in the corner of a building. They were about to be killed when a young warrior named Sonoda saw them. Mrs. McGirth had taken him in as an orphan. An orphan is a child whose parents have died. She had treated him as one of her own children. Sonoda jumped in front of the family and protected them with his body. He said he wanted them for his slaves. Sonoda led the mother and children away from the fort and took them to his village. Later, they slipped away and found Mr. McGirth. Zachariah McGirth was not at the fort at the time of the attack. He thought his family had died in the battle. Sam Dale, hero. After the attacks on Fort Mims, the settlers were even more afraid of the Red Sticks. They were also very angry with the Indians. Groups of settlers often went out to look for them. Sam Dale, who fought at Burnt Corn Creek, was a scout for one of those groups of settlers. One day in November, Dale's party was crossing the Alabama River. They saw a large canoe coming down the river. In it were 11 Indian warriors. When they saw the settlers, two of the Indians jumped in the river to swim for shore. Big Sam Dale asked for volunteers to fight the Indians. The other settlers watched while Captain Dale, James Smith, Jeremiah Austell, and a former slave named Caesar hurried into a small canoe. Caesar paddled to the Red Sticks' canoe and held the boats together. The Red Sticks and the settlers fought hand to hand for a few minutes. Sam Dale fought with one foot in his canoe and the other foot in the Indians' canoe. The settlers killed all of the warriors. This small battle gave the Americans new hope in this war. Sam Dale became a hero to settlers all over the territory. Dale often carried urgent military messages. On one trip, he surprised everyone by traveling from Georgia to New Orleans, Louisiana, in only 8 days. The trip through the middle of Creek territory usually took 2 weeks. The settlers ask for help. Leaders of the settlers asked states and other American territories for help. Georgia sent about 3,000 men under the command of Generals John Floyd and David Adams. Major General Andrew Jackson led men from Tennessee. General Claiborne came with the territorial militia from Fort Stoddart. The militia was made up of citizens trained as soldiers. In September 1813, Choctaw Chief Pushmataha offered to help the United States fight the Red Sticks. The Chickasaw, Cherokee, and White Stick Creek also fought on the side of the settlers. This is from a letter written by Indian agent John McKee to General Jackson. Quote, "In this group of Tennessee volunteers was a man named Davy Crockett. As a scout under the command of Colonel John Coffey, Crockett and his men traveled to the Falls of the Black Warrior, a Creek settlement. Their mission was to destroy it. When they got there, it was deserted. The Indians, in their hurry to leave, left their cribs full of corn and beans. Crockett and his men burned the settlement of about 50 cabins and a longhouse." End quote. In the fall of 1813, General Andrew Jackson sent Major John Coffey out with a group of soldiers. They attacked the Red Sticks at a town on the Tallahatchie Creek in present-day Calhoun County. Coffey's men killed nearly 200 Red Sticks. The Battle of Holy Ground. After the attack on Fort Mims, Red Eagle's warriors camped at Holy Ground. Holy Ground was on the east bank of the Alabama River near present-day White Hall in Lowndes County. The Creek believed that Holy Ground was a special place. Their legend was that any enemy who came there would die. General Claiborne did not believe the story. In December 1813, his troops and the Choctaw, led by Chief Pushmataha, attacked. The Red Sticks fought with great fury. They did not understand why the white men did not die. When the Red Sticks realized they were losing, they fled into the surrounding swamps. Many rushed into the woods to hide, while others were killed. Legend says that Red Eagle and his horse jumped off a high bluff into the Alabama River to escape. After winning the battle, General Claiborne burned the town around Holy Ground. The Battle of Horseshoe Bend. Chief Minnewah was one of the Creek leaders during the war. In March 1814, he was camped with about 1,000 Red Sticks. They were inside a horseshoe-shaped bend of the Tallapoosa River. The river was on three sides of the camp. Warriors had built a strong log wall on the fourth side. They believed they were safe. General Jackson divided his army of 3,300 men. He attacked the log wall with part of the army. The rest went with Major Coffee into the woods behind the bend of the river. This second group included 600 Indians who were American allies. On March 27, 1814, General Jackson ordered the attack. While his troops fought at the wall, Coffee's men and Indian allies swam the river. They first destroyed the Red Sticks' canoes so they could not escape. Then they set the village on fire, so the Creek were attacked on two sides. The fierce battle lasted all day. In the end, over 800 Red Stick warriors were killed. Minnewah was shot and thought to be dead, but he escaped after dark. Losing this battle broke the power of the Red Sticks forever. The war ends. After the Battle of Horseshoe Bend, General Jackson moved his army to the old French Fort Toulouse. They rebuilt the fortress and called it Fort Jackson. Chief Red Eagle went to Fort Jackson and gave himself up in April 1814. The general sent him to the Hermitage, Jackson's home near Nashville, Tennessee, for protection. Red Eagle later returned to Alabama, where he lived in Baldwin County until his death in 1824. The Creek War ended on August 9, 1814, with the signing of the Treaty of Fort Jackson. The Creek agreed to give much of their land, 23 million acres, to the United States. Settlers soon began moving onto this land. So many settlers moved in after the treaty that it was called the Great Migration. Migration is when a group of people or animals move from one area to another. Jacksonian Democracy. Andrew Jackson, Old Hickory, was called a hero because of his victories against the Red Sticks. General Jackson soon went to New Orleans, Louisiana, to fight in the War of 1812. He defended the city against the British troops in the Battle of New Orleans. After an outstanding victory, Jackson was again hailed as a hero. He was admired throughout the United States. He ran for office to represent the common man. There was a new spirit in America. This time was called the Jacksonian Democracy. More states allowed the average man to vote. Before, only rich landowners could vote or hold office. In 1828, Jackson was elected President of the United States. Elect means to choose by vote. He called for the removal of the Indians. He wanted their land to be settled by white men. Even the Indians who fought with Jackson at Horseshoe Bend were removed. Indian removal. As many new settlers moved into Alabama, they wanted more and more land. Many Indians adopted the religion, clothing, and farming ways of the Americans. Treaties were made between the American Indians and the U.S. government. The United States broke most of its promises because settlers wanted to move to the new land. The Indians who remained in Alabama had a very hard time. It was many years before they received their rights as citizens. In 1830, the Congress passed the Indian Removal Act. This was a forced migration of American Indians from their land. It was called the Trail of Tears. Over the next 15 years, many Indians were forced to move to lands west of the Mississippi River. It was about 1,000 miles to the new land in today's state of Oklahoma. Some of the Indians were forced to walk all of the way. Others went by boat part of the way and walked the rest of the trail. many Indians died along the way. You will read more about the removal of the American Indians in Chapter 6. Most of those who stayed behind did not talk about their Indian heritage. Even if they lived in American Indian communities, they gave up most Indian ways. The Porch Creek Indians, however, did stay together in the Tensaw community. Think it through. 1. Where was the first battle of the Creek Indian War? 2. What might have prevented the Indians' easy capture of Fort Mims? 3. Which Indian groups fought on the side of the settlers? 4. How did the Red Stick Plan cause their defeat at the Battle of Horseshoe Bend? 5. Who was the leader of the American troops and Indian allies at the Battle of Horseshoe Bend? Chapter Review. The following is a summary of Chapter 4. By the early 1800s, settlers had moved onto Indian lands in present-day Alabama. The Indians were divided about how to react. The Chickasaw, Cherokee, and Choctaw chose peace. The Creek Nation split into groups over the issue. The Creek in favor of war to keep their homeland were called Red Sticks. The Creek who wanted peace were called White Sticks. This split led to a Creek Civil War. In the summer of 1813, settlers attacked Red Sticks camped at Burnt Corn Creek. This was the first battle of the Creek War. Later in the summer, Red Sticks attacked Fort Mims. Cherokee, Chickasaw, and White Stick Creek joined men from Georgia and Tennessee to fight the Red Sticks. Major General Andrew Jackson and Major John Coffey led the Tennesseans. Red Eagle, a Red Stick, and his men camped at Holy Ground. Choctaw Chief Pushmataha and his warriors joined General Claiborne and his men to drive the Red Sticks from the area. Chief Minnewa and his fellow Red Sticks camped at Horseshoe Bend. The Tallapoosa River surrounded them on three sides. General Jackson and his men attacked from the land side. Major Coffey and his men swam the river and cut off the Red Sticks' escape route. The battles of Holy Ground and Horseshoe Bend were the last major battles of the Creek War. The Treaty of Fort Jackson formally ended the war. The treaty forced the Indians to give up much of their land to the United States. After Andrew Jackson became president of the United States, the Indians were forced to leave their land.